Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I love being a Patriots fan only as so much as they're, you know, when they do well. But more, sometimes you just enjoy the fact that your division rivals are just terrible and have terrible luck. And that's the Jets, man. Jets fans are the worst. If you're a Jets fan and you're listening to me, please don't take offense. Or take offense, I don't really care. I mean, I can't stand you people as Jets fans. You guys are just pretty bad. But yeah, your starting quarterback managed to get through, what, 2.5, 3 years of college being the starting or being a major time athlete and not getting mono, and then gets mono in the NFL. Oh, it's so good. I love it. Anyway, coming up on this segment of the program, Corey Clark will talk about that. I think he actually did a pretty good job covering it yesterday as well on Sports Talk with Corey Clark, 3 p.m. Eastern Time daily here on the Crusade Channel. If you haven't listened to an episode of his, you're doing yourself a disservice. So listen to it at 3 p.m. this afternoon. So, what are we talking about in this segment of The Brief? We're going to do the 10 things the AP thinks you should know, which is it's a cobbled together post that tries to establish narratives or spin stories or reiterate stories in a way that helps push liberal values. So let's take a look at what they have here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel. Progressives, moderates divide on display in debate. Is that even written right? Progressives, moderates divide on display in... Yeah, it is. Okay. Liberal, blah, blah, blah. Hold on. Time out, AP. Who on that stage last night was moderate? Every single one of them is for abortion up until exiting of the birth canal. Every single one of them clapped and cheered and agreed with Robert Francis O'Rourke when he said, "I'm going to take your guns." Every single one of them wants to impose government-sanctioned health care. There's no moderates. Now, just like in the first couple debates, they have one or two of them. I guess it's like, okay, your role, if this whole thing is set up like a skit, right? Your role is to be the moderate. I know you don't believe any of this stuff, but I need you to play the moderate so that way there's at least some division. Okay, you're going to be the moderate on this. You're going to be the moderate on that. And then they say, Bernie, I'm not the moderate on anything. No, Bernie, no moderate. Socialism. Okay, fine. Bernie, you just go do your thing. Okay, Labuteje, you're going to be moderate on this. Castro, you're going to be moderate on this. Beto, what? Okay, you know what? You're off. You're obviously on your second set of methamphetamines. You just calm down and make sure you don't drop dead in the middle of the debate. Harris, you got your jokes lined up? I'm ready to go. All right, we're good to go. There's no moderates here. There's none. But yet, because they have it set up, and that's what it is, it's set up correctly, they can write these headlines. Joe Biden parried attack after attack from liberal rivals Biden on Thursday night on everything from healthcare to immigration in a debate that showcased profound ideological divides. Where? Maybe between Joe Biden and everybody else. Because Joe was sticking, he and his advisors, you are going to stay to the middle. No matter what, stay to the middle. Don't get crazy because everybody else has lost their stinking mind. Primetime debate also elevated struggling candidates, giving them a chance to introduce themselves to millions. That's cute. Of Americans who are just beginning to follow the race. Now, anybody outside of the crazy wing of the party, and people like me, and I've already said, I'm not doing them anymore. I'm not listening to them. I'm not watching them. Because it's a waste. They're all just time and time and time again, I heard on the stage, in the 30, 35 minutes I watched,
Everybody on the stage agrees with the idea of healthcare. Everybody on this stage, from different candidates, agrees that we have to do this.